Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
Welcome to On Deadline, your radio news from Odyssey newsrooms across the country.
The clock is ticking on families who depend on government assistance to buy groceries. The partial government shutdown is now nearly 4 weeks old. And barring a last-minute resolution, federal SNAP payments will not be made on Saturday.
I'm Christy Strausser, Odyssey's managing editor of news. Today, we're separating fact from fiction in the latest casualty, or potential casualty, of the government shutdown. SNAP benefits. The Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program is its full name, and it's in danger. The program, commonly known as food stamps, funds food for those in poverty. The next round of payments starts November 1st. There's $5 billion in its contingency coffers, which the Democrats want to use during the shutdown to keep the payments coming, especially right before the holidays. The GOP says the Dems have to vote to reopen government, and in the meantime, they won't allow contingency funds to be used. In the crosshairs are people, people who could go hungry, single moms, the elderly, children. Here's KRLD in Dallas with more.
State says more than 2.5 million Texans depend on SNAP. One of them, Eric Maxwell, says he gets about $265 a month for himself and his elderly grandparents.
$265 seems like a lot until you go to the store, you know what I'm saying, get serious sticker shock.
The partial shutdown is also going to mean air traffic controllers will miss their first full paycheck tomorrow. Considered essential workers, the controllers are supposed to keep working even without pay, but growing absenteeism is making the staffing in the control towers a problem, leading to numerous flight delays around the country yesterday, including here in North Texas. From the 24-hour News Center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Hakeem Jeffries talking about this government shutdown. Of course, the deadline is looming here, November 1st, where SNAP benefits are going to go away. Federal funding for the SNAP benefits. People rely on this to put food on their table. Let's talk to Sarah Moberg from Second Harvest Heart. First of all, give us an idea of how many people here in Minnesota rely on SNAP benefits and exactly what does it provide them?
Well, we're hearing that there is a high likelihood that SNAP benefits will not get distributed in November, and unless the government shutdown ends. And if the government shutdown ends, then there is a fairly quick turnaround time to when we could still see benefits flowing out in November. But we really need the government to open and start distributing those benefits.
There's some things going on, some emergency one-time funding. Can you tell us a little bit more about that and what Second Harvest Heartland is doing to help this situation if, in fact, these benefits run out November 1st?
Well, Minnesota has one of the strongest hunger relief networks in the country. And the hunger network consists of food banks like Second Harvest Heartland, as well as hundreds of local food shelves. And those food shelves play a really critical role in helping serve neighbors the food that they need. And so, we are working hard to make sure that food shelves have the food and the volunteer help that they need for this coming surge. But it will be a really tough time if indeed SNAP benefits are not distributed. Certainly any funding has an impact. And, you know, the governor and lieutenant governor, they have always been such strong supporters of Minnesota's hunger relief network. And so, you know, if and when they decide to announce more funding at a time when it is desperately needed, I mean, we would all certainly welcome that.
When you're talking about the folks who, when you talk about SNAP, it's supplementing what they already have. Can you just give us a sense? Give me an example.
Sure. The average SNAP benefit in Minnesota is around $5 to $6 per person per day. And so, you know, if you think about your grocery budget and prices that we're all seeing in the grocery stores, that really, you know, it's not a luxury. It really is a lifeline. And it is intended just to be a bridge and supplemental. And, you know, people are able to choose, you know, produce, milks, proteins, whatever it is that they need to supplement their budget and put a great meal on the table.
Okay. So you wait. Now everybody waits to see if this is going to happen. Are you worried about what's ahead if this continues to stretch on for as long as it could?
Certainly, you know, we are expecting, if this continues, a hunger surge like we have not seen before. The power and efficiency of SNAP benefits and their ability to put meals out into the community is at a level that the emergency food system really can't replicate. We're not designed to put the amount of meals out into the community that SNAP does. And so I fear for neighbors and families and households who will struggle to put food on the table, particularly going into colder winter months and a holiday season where it is so important for families to be able to gather and celebrate. And that's going to be really, really tough.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
We're joined live on our WWJ live line by Forgotten Harvest CEO Adrian Lewis. And Mr. Lewis, with the need going up, how does Forgotten Harvest gather more food?
It takes the community for times such as this. You know, if you look at Forgotten Harvest for the past 35 years, we've been consistent in delivering on our mission. However, Forgotten Harvest is built as a supplement to nutritious programs such as SNAP. We're not built for replacement. So we will definitely be there in the gaps of this, but it's going to take the community. It's going to take many other partners for us to really step up and really meet this demand as long as this may last. So if anyone's interested in helping us, whether it be food donations, whether it be financial donations, in which we really will need as this goes on farther, please visit www.forgottenharvest.org, and you'll find many ways to give in times such as this.
Adrian, one more time on that website where people can donate, or businesses that may be listening may want to donate. One more time on that website.
It's www.forgottenharvest.org. Forgotten Harvest is one word.
About 2 million Pennsylvanians depend on Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, benefits. The government shutdown has the program on pause, and that has those in need looking for alternative ways to feed themselves and their families. Here's KYW's John McDevitt.
The Share Food Program is a regional food bank that serves hundreds of food pantries and schools throughout the Philadelphia region, who in turn offer food to more than 500,000 people in need every month. George Matisik is executive director of the Share Food Program. He says the halting of the SNAP benefits has many people looking for alternatives.
We definitely are seeing that big increase in need over the course of the last week or so.
With federal funding cuts, Matisik says it's been a challenging year. And now more than ever, the organization is in need of community support so others can be helped.
Folks can go to our website, sharefoodprogram.org. We have information on there how to donate financially or how to make a food donation to us.
Those in need of food can also contact the organization, and they'll be connected with the closest food pantry. Pennsylvania's Department of Human Services says despite the ongoing shutdown, SNAP recipients with unspent funds on their EBT cards will still be able to use the funds. SNAP benefits do not expire at the end of each month and are able to be spent for a calendar year.
So, go ahead, single moms and fast food workers and drivers and gig economy workers, and just keep using last month's benefits. That $5 or $6 a day, when beef now costs more than $6 a pound. Is that where we're at? Newell Normand at Talk Station WWL in New Orleans has some thoughts about the government stalemate that brought this on. Here's Newell.
Good news. Social Security announced the 2026 COLA, the cost of living adjustment, to be 2.8%. They just were able to get the Bureau of Labor Statistics numbers. They've been waiting on that. They got them, and they announced this morning it will be a 2.8% increase in your benefit for Social Security. One of the big news items is that SNAP benefits are ending in a number of states across the country as a result of the government shutdown. Republicans are increasingly talking about this issue and the shortfall, and obviously they're blaming the Democrats for not approving the clean CR, continuing resolution. There's no little hidden nuggets in it. Perfectly clean. Let's continue to fund the government like we've been funding it before. No added anything. Nothing for the Democrats, nothing for the Republicans. And let's sit down and negotiate these items that we need to negotiate with certain deadlines that we have to face relative to not SNAP benefits, but relative to the subsidies in Obamacare, or what is now known as the Affordable Care Act. The Democrats have voted that down multiple times now. They don't want to do that. They've just basically have come out and said, we feel like we have the leverage. We feel like we're going to be able to turn U.S. population against Republicans for asking for a clean CR, which is the same thing that the Democrats did last year under the Biden administration. They did it at least 10, if not 13 times. They were the ones that said you would never politicize the shutdown of government. The way to go is to have this clean CR and have everybody vote on it and just buy us some breathing room so that we can sit down at the table and negotiate the things that we need to negotiate that are out there that need to be handled because they are deadlines. All of a sudden, Trump gets elected. This strategy has now changed. And their whole mantra has now changed. And the only thing that's changed is who's in the White House. This is something that has been going back decades as to how they resolve these issues. And they always resolve them typically on the eve or a couple of days in advance of whatever the deadline would be for whatever program. I mean, this is like watching a soap opera. You can step away from it for 4 or 5 days and you can come back and you're going to be right back in the same place that you were right up until the bitter end, and then things starts to happen. They're talking about hypocrisy because the Republicans are trying to modify these programs over the years. They're trying to make work requirements for these programs, and they're trying to reduce fraud and abuse in these programs. We have reported on the fraud and abuse multiple times. So it's just kind of interesting that they're going to wait to see what the pain threshold is of citizens, before we're going to end up doing something. And why you would do this contrary to the way that you did it before is beyond me. They asked Republicans to vote for them. They always got enough Republicans to stand up and vote for it to make sure that that continuing resolution was put in place and government could remain open. So the exercise that government is going through right now, the angst and anxiety that citizens are feeling, not knowing whether or not as a recipient of certain programs that they are going to continue to be the recipient or not in the short term, the midterm, and even long term, is I don't wish that on anybody. Right? If you're going to make a huge modification to someone's life, you'd think that someone would have the courtesy to give you some notice, right? That this was going to happen. But that's not the case here. We're wrapped up in control, a battle for control. And they're willing to double down, triple down, quadruple down. They're willing to sacrifice all of us for the sake of the silly-ass games that they're playing inside the Beltway in Washington. And that's a criticism of both parties, not just one, that's both. Because they've all stood in the way of progress at some point in time and not having, in my view, a lot of much of anything to support their argument, other than they want one side to win and one side to lose. We have a winners and losers government now. When they say elections have consequences, we have totally embraced that. And what that means is that they want to pick the winners and losers instead of having everyone be partial winners. Right? That's what you do with compromise. Everyone wins a little, everyone loses a little, and we move forward. So we're going to see how much further we go here. With this, what are we, 24 days now into the government shutdown, no movement. The Republicans are going to put a bill on the Senate floor to fund SNAP. We'll see where the Democrats are. We'll see just how strongly they feel about that program and their recipients, and whether really the test is, do they feel more strongly about them, meaning the program, SNAP, and its recipients, or about their politics, or about what they're going to be able to try and get next in this battle of the government shutdown. So we'll know real soon. The House has already said they will come in if they pass that bill to fund SNAP. Mike Johnson said he'll call the House back into session, vote on that bill, which basically means he is going to help support it and be out there whipping votes with the whip and Steve Scalise and the rest of them.
While both sides of the political aisle fight it out, some communities are taking matters into their own hands. Here's KCBS in the Bay Area with what's happening in one California community.
As of November 1st, people who normally receive SNAP benefits will not have money on their EBT cards to buy groceries. KCBS's Jennifer Hodges has more on how local officials are trying to bridge that gap.
The San Mateo County Board of Supervisors has decided to put $900,000 from Measure K funding into programs to help feed people. Supervisor Jackie Spear.
We use it for homeless, housing, many other issues, but in this case, we're augmenting it and using it for food insecurity.
The cuts to SNAP benefits are expected to be felt locally. Leslie Baccio is the CEO of Second Harvest Silicon Valley.
We have many federal workers or contractors who are suddenly facing not having a paycheck. We have many families suddenly having to worry about whether or not they'll have SNAP benefits next month. And that means parents sitting down at the kitchen table having to make tough choices about how they're going to pay their bills and still be able to afford food.
Thank you for listening to On Deadline, your radio news from Odyssey. On Deadline is written and produced by me, Christy Strasser, and by Lauren Barry. Subscribe wherever you get podcasts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.